I would like to suggest for your take home today Psalm 90. That's your take home. So when you go home, open your Bibles and read Psalm
90.
Psalm 90. That's your take home. So read it and be sure to share with family and friends. If family is in Wichita, for example, you can talk to them and share Psalm 90 with them. If you have family in Los Angeles, the same thing. Or friends, tell them that they also need to read Psalm
90.
Good. Now, all of you here in this cathedral need to read Psalm 90, because when we get to heaven, I will be checking with you. Amen?
Amen.
A few days ago, I was talking with somebody I know around, and she takes care of a company. She is in charge. And so she has lots of keys. But one key is special, because that key is the master key. And she said, I can lose other keys, but if I lose this key, I am in trouble. It's the master key. And with this master key, I can open about every door in my company. Without it, very difficult, because people have to come to work and all that. We have to enter into the different offices with the master key. Every Christian ought to have the master key of wisdom. The master key of wisdom. We all need that master key. If you remember the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the first of them that is mentioned is wisdom. Isaiah 11, 1 to 3. Wisdom, understanding, and so on and so on. And the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We all need this master key of wisdom to live our Christian lives. If we don't have it, then it's bad for us. We need the master key to choose daily what is right. But beyond what is right, to choose the person of Jesus Christ. Because our religion is not about ideas or things. It's about a person, Jesus Christ, who came, who lived, who died, who rose again from the dead. That's wisdom. So all of us today, if we have some wisdom, we can pray for more of wisdom to live our lives well. If we don't have it, then we should pray for it. Pray more for wisdom, so that we won't be foolish going around this world. And we can be at times. We can be foolish. So, wisdom is needed. The words of Psalm 90, verse 12 to 13, teach us to count our days aright, so that we will learn wisdom of heart. Because for many of us, we do not count our days aright. We need that, so that day by day we will know our life in this world is for God. Sometimes some of us think we'll live forever. No, we'll die someday. And as the letter to the Hebrews says, we'll give an account of our lives. Teach us wisdom. Teach us wisdom. We need wisdom to love God. We need wisdom to love our neighbor. We need wisdom to understand our lives with what we have, the riches we have. We need wisdom to handle our bank accounts. Yes. We need wisdom to vote. And who to vote for? We need wisdom so that if we go on vacations, if we have power, if we have even nothing, if we are very poor, we still need wisdom. So the Bible says, Psalm 90, 12 to 13, teach us to number our days aright, so that we will learn wisdom of heart. Brother Jesus, open our hearts to the wisdom that comes from you. And when we offer you to the Father at this altar and receive you in Holy Communion, give us the wisdom we need so that we will walk and give light to those who do not have wisdom in this world. And on the last day, that they too might be saved. Amen.